You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Indian benchmark indices snapped 5-day losing streak and ended higher on July 26th, with Nifty touched fresh lifetime high of 24,861.15. At close, the Sensex was up 1,292.92 points, or 1.62%, at 81,332.72, and the Nifty was up 428.70 points, or 1.76%, at 24,834.80. About 2,329 shares advanced, 1,108 shares declined, and 75 shares unchanged. Biggest Nifty gainers included Shriram Finance, Divis Labs, Apollo Hospitals, Bharti Airtel and Cipla, while losers were ONGC, Tata Consumer Products and Nestle India. All the sectoral indices ended in the green, with IT, Metal, Pharma, Realty, Auto, FMCG, Capital Goods, Telecom, Media up 1-3%. BSE Mid-Cap Index rises 2% and Small Cap Index up 1%. Up next, Revenue Secretary Sanjay Malhotra on Friday said the rationalization of the capital gains taxes on various asset classes in the FY25 budget is a tax simplification measure as sought by the industry and not to augment revenue, addressing members of the industry chambers CII and ASSOCHAM. He wanted to know if the industry was in favor of having different tax rates for different asset classes. The FY25 budget has rationalized the holding period for various asset classes for short and long-term capital gains tax. The holding period for all listed assets has now been made 1 year for long-term capital gains tax. For unlisted shares, debentures and real estate, the holding period for LTCG is 2 years. In another development, the stock of Tech Mahindra fell as much as 5.6% to an intraday low of ₹1,444.25, before recovering in line with the buoyant sentiment across the IT index. The company's Q1 net profit jumped 23% year-on-year to ₹851.5 crore. According to the brokerage house GM Financial Services, the tech giant's turnaround efforts, which is set in the previous quarter, are off to a good start. The company's management is not taking its eyes off the growth or investment agenda either. Front-end investments, multi-tower solutions team, client and delivery partners for top accounts are put in place. All the positives are despite no material improvement in underlying demand. Moving on, Eurozone government bond yields rose on Friday after falling during the week as investors awaited key US economic data later in the session. Short-dated German borrowing costs were on track for the biggest weekly fall since mid-June as weak economic data from both sides of the Atlantic led investors to price in a quicker easing cycle from the European Central Bank. Money markets are currently fully pricing 2 25 BPS ECB rate cuts and a 10% chance of a third easing move in 2024, from less than a 70% chance of 2 rate cuts early this week. Surveys either this week showed that German businesses' morale unexpectedly fell in July and growth in Eurozone business activity stalled. In other news, several parts of India are currently witnessing a surge in the cases of dengue. In the southern part of India, there has been an exponential rise in dengue cases. According to experts, the states witnessing highest cases are Karnataka, Maharashtra, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Delhi and West Bengal. Data from the National Center for Vector-Borne Diseases Control, India, has recorded 19,447 cases of dengue and 16 deaths till 30th April 2024. This year, women and children are experiencing high rates of dengue compared to previous years. Dr. Akanksha Saxena, general physician, consults on Practo, told Financial Express. She also said that patients are presenting with a variety of symptoms that closely resembles malaria, typhoid and chikungunya fever. Meanwhile, former US President Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle Obama, on Friday formally announced their support for Kamala Harris for the upcoming US presidential elections later this year. In a post on X, Obama said that he was sure that Harris will make a fantastic president of the United States. While the backing is on expected lines, the support of Obama's will be crucial for Harris in the race for Democratic nomination for the presidential polls. After Obama's post, Harris took to X to post an emotional reply with the same video clip posted by the former president. "It means so much," Harris wrote as she expressed her gratitude for the endorsements by Obama's. She signed off the post with "Let's get to work." Lastly, the Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu informed the Lok Sabha that the new integrated terminal building at Vijayawada Airport in Andhra Pradesh is expected to be completed by June next year. The Union Government approved the project, which includes the terminal building and related works, in June 2020 at an estimated cost of ₹611.80 crore. In his written response, the Civil Aviation Minister stated that there has been no cost overrun to date. However, the project has experienced delays due to late environmental clearances and unforeseen challenges such as the COVID-19 pandemic, multiple cyclones and unusually heavy rainfall. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.